Regarding the first of the kind of curious about like what's the difference between sleep and
sleep? Yeah. Well, I think that the sloth and torpor is the when the mind is one is basically when you're rested and then should be alert and awake, but then the mind drifts into that dullness and drowsiness. That's Bhikkhu Bodhi has started to change the translation from sloth and torpor to, which is a bit obscure, that dullness and drowsiness as being typifying the mental state. So that one is physically rested, but the mind drifts into kind of dullness and drowsiness too, as a means of just avoiding either the necessity of applying effort or the mind going to kind of annihilation of feeling, or just the lack of ability to arouse and sustain mindfulness. The mind drifts to that dullness and drowsiness. So it's not really about being not having had enough sleep and then becoming drowsy. But also the relationship to sleep is also a part of that training of Chahakarliyana Yoga is that that devotion to wakefulness, so that the necessity of or the feeling of necessity of a lot of sleep is not really required. The body tends to not require as much sleep as one assumes, but it's with that devotion to wakefulness that uplifts the mind and keeps it bright and tends to negate the one Prat night talking about my first meditation retreat, and that was I'd never done a meditation retreat, and then the instructions were right at the beginning, sleep 4 hours a night, and it just didn't even sink in as it just seems like some kind of fantasy I didn't even register really in a sense, but I did notice my sleep dropping as I was meditating, but the idea of anything less than 8 or 9 hours a night was just inconceivable. And then after, I don't know, it was probably a couple of weeks, there was this kind of plateau that I was hitting at the time, and going to the teacher on a daily basis for these short interviews, and then he asked, how much are you sleeping at night? I said, probably about 6 hours, which I thought was a really big deal, And then he just lit into me. What have you been doing? You've been wasting your time here. And he said right at the beginning, 4 hours a night, and you've been just Just like, been stealing all this sleep. Go back. Go back and no more than 2 hours a night. We said 4 hours a night, you've been just been taking all this sleep and hoarding it, sort of thing. Just go back, 2 hours a night. Oh, okay. And then it was 2 hours was kind of tough. But after a couple of days of really trying, then I got into a rhythm of 4 hours, and it was so. Oh yeah, this is really all that's needed. But if there's and that's once you start to just kind of recognize sometimes when there's maybe doing a lot of physical work or a lot of engagement. Then there tends to be a bit more of a need for sleep, so sleep needs are more dependent on the body, but there is a certain baseline of arousing that kind of interest in wakefulness and then, but the dullness and drowsiness is the hindrance where the mind, its default option is to something is a bit it's like that's the sort of the escape from experience, the escape from escape from the mind is through dullness and drowsiness. So that's the hindrance, and just being able to recognize the difference between the two, trying to gauge one's sleep needs, and it's really interesting. Like after I had that whatever it was that was diagnosed first as a stroke. Since then I've had to sleep on an average of probably an extra hour. I guess 4 hours is not quite enough anymore. It's weird, but it's more of an actual physical need.